Welcome to Playful Pursuit, the podcast where we explore the world of fun activities, games, and events. We're here to help you discover new ways to have fun. I'm Joe, and in today's episode, I'll tell you about a push-your-luck game called appropriately Push. So sit back, relax, and let's get ready to play. The game Push is a card game. It is a push-your-luck game. And it's published by Ravensburger. Ages are 8 and up, and 2 to 6 people can play. The game takes 15 to 20 minutes to play. And the object of the game is to have the most points by the end of the game. And the game comes with 120 cards and one die. All right, the cards, they have 5 colors, and they have numbers 1 through 6 on them. And the die, well, it has one of each of the colors that matches the cards. And then the 6th side of the die is black. And it comes with roll cards and switch cards. So, that's what comes with it. Now, the play is quite simple. You just shovel the cards and put them face down on the table. That's the whole setup. Now, to go ahead and play, you're going to flip up one card. You're going to make up to 3 columns or 3 piles on the table. And the rule is you can't have matching colors or matching numbers in the same column. So you flip up a red 5 and you put it down. Then you flip up a red 4. Well, you can't put it on the same column as a red 5 because there's already a red one there. So you make a new column. And let's say you get a yellow 5. Well, that can't go on the first one because there's already a 5 there. So you see where this is going. And it goes through and through and through, and then you keep piling up things on the columns. And the reason for this is you want points. The more points you win at the end of the game. But you're pressing your luck because you could bust. What happens if there's a red one in each column and your next card is red? You bust. You don't get any of the cards. Now, let's say you do not bust and you decide, I'm quitting right now. You're going to take, obviously, the pile or the column with the most points. And the person to the left of you picks the next column, and the next person to the left of them picks the final column. And that's how everybody gets points. Now, if you bust, you have to roll the die. Now, the other people still get to pick from the columns. You don't get to pick any of them. But you roll a die. And if you roll, let's say it's green, all the green cards that you have in front of you that you've been collecting go in the discard pile. Now, there's a couple more cards that might come up. There's the roll card. If this comes up, you put it in one of the columns, one of the piles, and whoever gets that column gets those cards in that column, but they also have to roll the die themselves and get rid of the whatever colors they have in front of them. Unless the die comes up and it's black. If it's black, that means you're safe. You don't lose anything. So that's a good color in this game. Another one is the switch card. It's like reverse direction. It doesn't reverse direction in the play. It reverses direction in who gets to choose which column after you pick yours. So that's pretty much the whole gist of that. Now, as you can imagine, these cards are building up in front of you, and that's good. Unless you roll a die and you roll a yellow and you got 6 yellow cards in front of you and you lose all those points. So on your turn, you can choose to bank one pile with the same color. So those yellow ones, in this case, you could flip face down and now they're in a bank and you can't lose them for the rest of the game. But that's your turn, so you don't get to put more cards down to try to get more. So that's the gist of the game, and it's really quick, boom, 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 you go through each player. And there's not a lot of strategy. Well, there could be. I mean, if you start getting up some points in one column and the next one's a roll card, you could put it in the second column and you could say, my turn is done. And you get all those points and it forces the next person not to get any points. And they have to roll possibly to lose points. So there's some thought you can put into it. Now, Board Game Geek, they rate this a 6.8 out of 10, which is middle of the road kind of for them. and the difficulty 1.02 out of 5. So it is, they're saying it's a pretty simple game. Amazon rates it a 4.6 out of 5, and the Amazon shoppers really like this game, find it a lot of fun. And you can buy this game on Amazon as usual and the Ravensburger website for $12.99. So this is a game we will take with us when we travel. We're getting ready to go on a cruise here pretty soon. And this is one of the few games we take with us because it's compact, small, and doesn't take up a lot of table room to play. Any questions on this or anything else, or any recommendations on some topics you want me to go over in my episodes coming up, let me know at playfulpursuit@yahoo.com. And don't forget, we have the Facebook group Playful Pursuit. So until next week, this is Joe signing off. You guys go out and have some fun, play some games.